This is a public hearing. Have a petition. Do you have the petition here to establish the Big Cedar Community Improvement District? Petition is here for anyone to review. This is pursuant to Missouri Revised Statute 67.1401 through 67.1571. Creating the Big Cedar Community Improvement District as a political subdivision. The petitioner here. Come on up and.
Mr. McCormick speaks on behalf of the petitioner.
Okay.
Good morning.
Could you state your name for the record, please?
My name is Tim Mahoney, and I am the Vice President of Strategic Partnerships for Big Cedar Bass Pro. So, good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
We appreciate you hearing our petition this morning. What I'd like to do is give you a little bit of background about what our intent is and the purpose for creating the Big Cedar Community Improvement District. So as many of you know, over the last 5 or 6 years, we've seen exceptional growth taking place on the Big Cedar campus, and that growth has been built on a reputation over the last 35 years as Mr. Morris and the Morris family have invested in the region and continued development on that campus. In the year 2021, our visitation at Big Cedar reached 7.2 million people. And as you know, for Ridgedale, Missouri, that's an exceptional amount of visitation. The majority of our visitors are coming from a five-state area, and in the last several years, we've seen that demographic expand considerably further, where after we opened the golf courses and acquired a lot of more of a national type of reputation, particularly for the quality of the golf experience, we began seeing visitation coming from Florida and California and areas much, much further than we have in the past. So one of the challenges that we've had to deal with, and I think everyone is familiar with, is that we are resident in a rural area, and a lot of the infrastructure of that area is the original infrastructure that has been there for forever. For example, you know, our main arterial route off of Highway 65 is Highway 86 into the property. And we have invested in new entries and new roads and infrastructure on the property, but we have had to deal with the existing infrastructure as it sits today. And we recognize that as that area continues to grow in that part of the county, that we need to accelerate the development of improvements on the highway system there. We need to address water and sewer issues that I think the county is aware of as well. And we've been talking about these issues with the state, with the Department of Economic Development for the past year. We've conducted traffic studies. We've spent a considerable amount of time and research trying to determine what the best plan going forward is. And like a lot of other things, the capital that is required to make those projects happen in the time frame that's needed is not always readily available. So In this case, our proposal is, as we've invested private capital in building Big Cedar, we've built a retail sales tax base there that within the county is still the lowest sales tax within the county. And on property, our retail sales are sufficient that it would allow us to be able to bond and secure capital through the private market to be able to invest in some of that surrounding infrastructure that we know needs to be developed. So our proposal to the commission is to seek approval for the establishment of the CID at Big Cedar. The only property that is inclusive of the boundaries of the CID is property that is owned by Big Cedar and its related entities or related ownership entities. And in the collection of this tax that will be invested in these infrastructure improvements, virtually all of that sales tax revenue is generated from visitors that come here to the county and serve not only ourselves but serve other people in the county and other businesses as well that benefit from that. So in assessing a 1% sales tax through the CID, that taxable revenue is only generated through Big Cedar or related property entities, and typically the vast majority of that would be from people who are visitors to the area, but those are also the people that are consuming our infrastructure and helping us to capitalize and reinvest back into the community to build it out. So in a nutshell, that's the proposal that's here today. We have, as I said, been working with the state Economic Development Department on this for over a year. We've been working with MoDOT for over a year. We've obviously communicated with the County Roads Department as well about the needs for many of these improvements. And we've been working simultaneous with private underwriters to help us access capital to make this happen. And our proposal here before you today is to ask for the Commission's approval. And with that, we would then proceed to try to build these improvements over the next 24 months to serve both ourselves and the entire community with improved infrastructure that's very difficult to build when that capital isn't readily available. So I have we also have here our legal counsel, so if there's any specific questions that need to be addressed, we'd be happy to be able to do that. And the tax that we're requesting is a 1% sales tax on retail sales. There's no use of tax. There's no assessment, special assessments being requested. It's very specific, and there is no guarantee or obligations being requested of the county other than for the establishment approval.
What's the number of years of the proposed CID?
27 years. And that allows us to create the bonding structure that we need in order to address the current needs. But it also, as Big Cedar and that campus continues to grow in the future, it puts us in a position to be able to continue to help invest in infrastructure. And realistically, because we're a tourism destination, that sales tax is generated from visitors to our region, not by our residents.
I don't have any specific questions. I know I received a lot of questions over the last 2 weeks or whatever it's been. So, Ben, as far as, I mean, I'd like to hear from them. If anybody here that wants to speak, and I don't know if this is, do you have any more questions for him?
I don't.
So I mean, I'm sure we'll request your answers, and I'm sure they'll request answers too.
Okay,
so.
Thank you. Thank you for hearing this.
Do I need to address this microphone?
Yeah, please. Okay. Thank you. And typically, in hearings like this, you address the commission, and if there's any questions, then we'll turn around and we'll ask the question to the commission.
Jeannie McFall, 183 Dogwood, Ridgedale, Missouri. My question is, on the proposal that was printed in the newspaper, it shows that Big Cedar, I guess, is now in ownership of the road, 86 Highway, all the way down to Long Creek in this CID, where none of the rest of 86 is shown, where they own property along 86, except the portion that's in between their ownership and Long Creek to be in the CID. And my question is, the cities are no longer allowed to annex down a roadway. So my question is, how is the CID allowed to do this?
I think those questions have been brought up from us. I know our council is aware of it. Mr. Wade, Mr. Elliott, do you guys want to speak on that? Or Mr. Mahoney, do you want to speak on that? Or
I think I can answer the question. So I think there may be a misunderstanding about that. It's what you're seeing there is actually the right-of-way, the MoDOT right-of-way, that creates connectivity by statute between the Long Creek Marina property, where revenue is generated, and the CID proper, where the ownership is under Big Cedar. And under the statute, the connectivity, the legal connectivity between those two parcels utilizes the right-of-way by statute. So there's no ownership and the implication of it being related to any type of control over it other than creating connectivity doesn't exist.
Now, since it's a CID and you're showing the right-of-way, does that CID money go to maintain that right-of-way or expand that road, since the transportation, which I know is later today, is not included along that portion of the road?
The right-of-way has nothing to do with the CID other than creating a physical connection that continues to be owned, maintained, and operated by MoDOT, and this is strictly a legal, technical thing that you're seeing. The CID has no jurisdictional authority over that right-of-way other than depicting the boundaries of the district.
Okay. And I have a question for the commissioners. Do you have an open meeting after this discussion today, this hearing?
An open meeting for us to vote, or an open meeting
for other questions on other issues?
Only pertaining to what's on the agenda, which would be the CID. Is that
okay.
What you're asking about? I'm sorry. I'm trying to.
I just wanted to know if there's an event permitting in Taney County.
That would probably be a question for the Planning and Zoning Department.
Okay. Christian County, it goes before the county commissioners, so that's why I was asking.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Does anyone else want to come up?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hello, my name is Megan McGuire, and I'm a permanent resident at the Oakmont District on 768 Lakeview Drive, about 1 mile from the Thunder Ridge Arena. I serve on the Oakmont HOA Board, Homeowners Association Board. I'm a licensed Missouri attorney, and I've practiced in municipal law for about 10 years and in corporate business and planning prior to that. I have heard complaints and concerns regarding the changing density and the use of the area for the 3 years since my husband and I purchased our home across the cove from Big Cedar Lodge. These are all valid and very important considerations that get talked about in the neighborhoods and at the HOA. We all understand that this area is highly desirable, but there are limitations. The limitations on natural